broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, your voice just makes me so happy. Thank you for being here. Welcome into the clubhouse. This is the Golf Club on the radio, streaming live around the world, radiogolfclub.com. The podcast is there, too. So aloha from Hawaii, and we've got some great guests lined up for you today. Bailey Bish is a US DGA champion. You're going to hear all about it. The founder, Jason Faircloth, is the founder and championship coordinator for the United States Disabled Golf Association. Carl Rule, general manager of Ka'anapali Golf Courses. They had a fantastic tournament, raised a bunch of money, and we'll tell you what it's going to be used for. Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. Max Novina, Executive Director, the Century, the first signature event of the PGA Tour regular season, kicking off the entire season, January 4th through the 7th. And Matt Adams, host of Fairways of Life. It's free via the Fairways of Life app on both iOS and Android. NBC Golf Channel host and reporter and author, fantastic author. And by the way, there's a flood advisory that's up. It was up until 6:45. Fortunately for Windward North and Central Oahu, it's been pouring on the windward side. The falls are coming off the cliffs. It's absolutely spectacular watching the waterfalls on the Ko'olau Range. I saw two. You know, in not too long ago, there were many more. I hope they're all coming back. A high surf warning for north and west facing shores of Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and north facing shores of Maui. Today, we're going to have a mostly cloudy day. So if you're going to go out, still put your sunscreen on because it gets through the clouds. It's not anything that's going to keep the sun back. On the leeward side, isolated showers in the morning, windward and Mauka scattered showers in the morning, then isolated in the afternoon. The high today is going to be 87 degrees, 82 to 87, depending where you are. It's 58 degrees in Volcano. Trade winds about 15 miles per hour. So let's enjoy. It's going to get a little bit breezier, and I'll give you your tee times coming up. But we want to get right to Matt Adams after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. Brought to you by these fine sponsors. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Sales, repair, and expert service. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, and Nikon dealer. Now in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories. Aloha Power's Superstore next to Costco Gas. We've got chainsaws, weed whackers, mowers, generators, steel, Maruyama, Echo. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. The Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children how to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. And Honolulu Sign Company, branding Hawaii's businesses, banks, shopping centers, and hotels since 1939. Here's Danielle Tucker.
And let's bring him in. Matt Adams, a multiple-time New York Times best-selling author, host of Fairways of Life with Matt Adams. It's free via the Fairways of Life app, both iOS, Android. He's on iHeart, TuneIn, Spotify, you name it, 8 a.m. Monday to Friday, on demand, 24-7, NBC and Golf Channel. He works there as well. He's just not nonstop. Wait a minute. Matt Adams, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, Danielle, how are you?
Really good. How was your Thanksgiving, Matt?
Wonderful, thank you. Lots of family around. We had a really nice time, had it at our house, so it went well. How about yourself?
You know, it was wonderful for me, too. But 2023 is coming to a close. You, like the PGA Tour players, all of them now, are taking a little bit of time off for mm-hmm. the month of December. But yes. We can still hear all of your shows, right? You've got what I call best of shows.
Yeah, on the audio side, everything is archived. So if you see an interview that you want to hear, we did one last week, a long form interview with Davis Love that I thought was very, very illuminating. We talked in particular about who he thinks might be the next captain of the United States Ryder Cup team, and kind of a where do you go from here type of conversation in part. But on the television side, if you go to the Fairways of Life YouTube channel, all of the television shows are also archived there, and that includes the weekday digital YouTube TV stream, and it also includes our national television syndicated broadcast. So you pretty much can find everything that we have done through the course of the year on all of those different sites, be it audio or video, whatever suits you.
Wow, that's so cool. I have to include the video part in my introduction of you. One list that comes out, you know, every year there's the list of best of something or others, but a list that came out, we got the PGA Tour's PIP list for the past year. And so how is Tiger Woods number two still? I mean, he's not playing. Tiger Woods, what is the PIP? He's right behind Rory McIlroy. Can you kind of enlighten us?
I mean, the simplistic way to describe it is it's based upon a player's impact that's outside of what a player does in most cases with a club in hand. So how do they impact you in terms of general fan awareness, whether they are the core golf fan or whether they're sports fans or whether they go beyond that? What impact do they make in all of these different circles is accumulated together, and then they make a determination to go, well, this is the most impactful player. Outside of, again, you know, where the ropes are. And you can, and I use that because if you gauged it against players who performed the best throughout a given year, it'd be a very different list. And, of course, that list is done through a far more free market entity, which means you get paid the most if you win the most. So it's always been kind of clear to me in my particular view that this was a way that the tour formulated to not only get money to the top players to give them incentives to hang around and to cooperate, but it was, if not primary, then it was also a way to keep Tiger engaged in the PGA Tour, because Tiger has been their golden cow for so long, and Tiger obviously wasn't playing. There was a period of time he couldn't play physically, and the PIP was there, and he was winning the PIP. So they came up with a method that said, we're going to pay Tiger a substantial amount of money. He made $12 million off it this year. We're going to pay him a substantial amount of money just for being Tiger, just to ensure that Tiger is still under our umbrella.
And so, but then, you know, then from that point of view, explaining, as you did so well, what the PIP is, why is he behind Tiger? I mean, why is he behind Rory McIlroy?
You know, because the way, well, however they did their measurements, Rory is going to pop up in the news a lot more than Tiger would. Rory, for reasons including he's doing press conference and he's speaking about LIV as an example. And whenever he does, that is an absolute lightning rod. Whether you love what he says or whether you despise what he says, you're going to get a lot of engagement. You're going to get a lot of comments. You're going to get a lot of even likes or dislikes accordingly. So I can understand that Rory popped up as number one because the position that Rory was in, and for the longest time, when Rory would speak, it would cause a great deal of reaction. Tiger did things. Tiger put out videos of him hitting balls here and there, and Tiger does little things that Tiger does. But Tiger has always wanted to control his message. He's always wanted to control his image. And Tiger covets the fact that he can be private right now without the world engaged in everything he's doing, everywhere he's doing it, and when. So that it doesn't surprise me that Rory edged him in that regard. I mean, I did see all the social media posts that said, wait a minute, didn't Rory lose $3 million because he didn't play in enough events, and now he gets the $3 million more of second place that had gone to Tiger in the past? So I think the argument there is one where people look at it and go, wait a minute, if you're measuring the most important person in and around professional golf, isn't it Tiger Woods? Isn't it always Tiger Woods? In this case, according to their calculations from what they told us, it was Rory McIlroy. And quite honestly, I can understand how and why it was Rory, because of the attention that was put on him in the last year plus.
Yes, which is why he probably quit the PGA Tour Policy Board. And you did a really good show that I wasn't able to hear before our conversation. But Rory said something to the effect of, it's all about me. Was he getting tired of the focus being on him in the policy board meetings? Can you explain that?
He didn't say that. What Rory said was, which is the title of the particular video clip or show that you saw, where my people title it, it's all about me. He was referring to his family in particular. He was referring to his growing, I think he called it financial portfolio, but what I think he was referring to there principally was his business engagements, which includes the TGL. This is before the roof collapsed on the TGL, but he made these comments and more. So it was all these other areas that, again, are outside of what Rory does with a club in hand. And you could appreciate the fact that they have to be tremendously a distraction for him. Now, the timing to me is still curious, though, because he came out with that announcement right after we know that there was a board meeting. And he said in those same comments that what happened in that board meeting will remain confidential. So it's just interesting, timing be it, but maybe it was always his plan, or maybe something happened in the board meeting that contributed to it as well. It's the sad thing with where we are, and I think Rory is a really, really, really forthcoming and really honest person, but there are times that these players cannot tell us everything that's going on. And the world that we live in today, whether it's golf, whether it's sports, whether it's news, whether it's politics, the world we live in today, we're getting used to being told one thing, only to find out later on that it was something very different. So there's still, in my mind, is questions as to exactly how and why Rory made the decision that he made. But based upon what he said was, he wanted to focus more on him.
Yeah, when you said that sometimes one thing is being said, but when we realize that it's not at all what they said, kind of with the PGA Tour players and the commissioner. Boy, talk about getting smacked. You know, the commissioner is over there negotiating and not telling the players what he's actually doing. That just smelled awful. Something's not...
The thing that's amazing, Danielle, is that we are living in a time, not only in terms of what I call lightning bolts between the gods, you know, the so-called battles of, if not outright battles, it was court battles and acrimony, and now it seems as though behind the scenes it might be just based upon negotiations and still trying to attract stars to live and take them away from the PGA Tour, or the PGA Tour trying to keep stars from going to live, et cetera. We don't know how much of that kind of skirmishes, if you please, is going on behind the scenes. But what we do know is that we're living through an era that we've never seen before. The tour used to so tightly control what players said at the risk of being fined that you never would have heard a player openly criticize another player. Now they do it with regularity. You never would have heard a player openly criticize the commissioner or the leadership of the PGA Tour. And Nate Lashley just did it when he criticized the pit money last week in an Instagram post, where he said, paraphrasing, that it's time for a change in leadership at the PGA Tour. You just never would have seen this previously. So it's the dichotomy of it is fascinating to me, because competitively, we're seeing the best golf that we've ever seen across the board, whether you're talking about new young guns like Ludwig Aubert, or whether you're talking about veteran players like John Rahm or Rory McIlroy continuing to perform well, or someone that's in between, you know, where you've got, I mean, literally great players coming from every different direction. Victor Hovland pops into mind in that regard.
Yeah.
So we're seeing great golf, and yet surrounding that is the fray of these embattlements, is the fray of a developing tour that has a structure of haves and have-nots. I know the tour doesn't like that. They kind of bristle when you use that description, but it is have and have-nots. It's a signature event, or you're not. And if you're not, you're not going to get this strong of field. You're certainly not going to get as strong of ratings, et cetera. And the players are angry, especially the players that are not being treated amongst the top. So it's, and you hear it time and again. I spoke to Mark Herbert not long ago, who's a veteran campaigner in kind of the mid-tier. And I asked him, I said, do you feel like your opinions are being listened to? Do you have some place to go to express what your beliefs are? And he said, hard no. That was a quote, hard no. So it's just, it's interesting what we're seeing. I'm not suggesting that a lot of this hasn't existed behind the scenes for many, 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 many years. What I'm suggesting is we have never seen a time before where all the dirty laundry is out in the line to be viewed.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Now, how about this LIV golfers being allowed to return the DP World Tour? For instance, Bernd Wiesberger played two seasons on LIV, didn't qualify for membership for next year. Now he's being reinstated by the DP World Tour after fulfilling all sanctions, including, quote, financial and tournament suspensions. Is this going to be a trend?
I think it could well be a trend. I mean, in the case of the DP World Tour, they had a different approach to it to the PGA Tour. Because the PGA Tour, out of the gate, used very militaristic type of language, where they drew a very hard line and said, if you cross this line, you are done forever. Remember that kind of language that they were using?
Yes.
The DP World Tour didn't actually do that. The DP World Tour, if a player did not resign, the DP World Tour fined them for participating in a tournament that was up against a DP World Tour event without a release. So if a player came back, paid the fine, said, sorry, I'd like to come back on the tour, I really don't have a problem with that. I know a lot of people probably do. I don't have an issue with that. I don't really have an issue with professional players being paid to play professionally, even if one despises the source of funds. Because once you get into that's a much deeper, more entangled conversation where how much do you really know the source of funds for almost anything, not to mention your favorite sports teams? Do you really know the source of funds? And the piece of the funding coming from the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia that very few people talk about is the fact that they are heavily involved in dozens of corporations that we all use every day. They've invested more money in Uber than they're going to invest in golf, but no one considers themselves to be of moral shaky ground because they took an Uber just the other night. So I've always questioned how the massive moral condemnation falls upon the shoulders of golfers when we're all engaged in the exact same thing. While at the same time, I don't have a problem with the fact that people can despise that source of money. All I'm saying is you can't be naive about it. You have to be honest with yourself and say, do you really know the source of money of all of the things that you engage in, whether it's sports or otherwise? So it's complicated on many, many different levels. And the fact that the DP World Tour is saying to someone, look, you never resigned. You paid the till. You paid your fine. You did everything that we told you that you had to do in order to pay the penalty for competing in these events that were not approved at the same time that we were having events. I don't have an issue with that. I think what they did there was right.
Yeah, the PIF is involved in basketball, football, goodness knows, probably in hockey and every major sporting event. They're everywhere, and we're just like so rigidly focused on golf because it's a brand new one and it's very open. Right now it's very, I mean, when Phil Mickelson decided to do LIV Golf, everything, the doors started opening up and we started seeing things that was talked about very, very easily. And we don't know what is going on really behind the scenes, but everybody's talking about it. So it's sir, it's just interesting, as you said, we've never been in this place before. I want to switch. I want to go to an interesting thing that's happened, and I don't think we've ever seen something like this. Maybe we have, but the game, apparently the model local rule, Martin Slumbers, has now taken the view that it would, it's time to maybe switch, to roll back everything. I'm wondering, you're heavily into the equipment aspect of the game. How does this impact equipment manufacturers?
It's going to, depending upon what they actually do and how it comes out, it could dramatically impact. The issue that I'm having with it, because I've seen a lot of debates on social media the last couple of days and some people actually quoting my research, is that in my research with golf ball engineers, right, these are people that do this every single day, there's conflicting messages that we're getting from golf's governing bodies, and people are adopting it as fact, which is, again, kind of common in today's society. One being that all players are going to lose 15 yards. Top-tier players are going to lose 15 yards. The other thing is that because amateur golfers don't hit it far enough, that the losses of distance in a rolled-back golf ball will be negligible. Neither one of those arguments make any sense scientifically. It comes down to physics. You've got a rubber compound golf ball. The rubber compound golf ball, its outbound velocity, which is going to relate to the higher the velocity, the farther that ball is going to go. That outbound velocity is directly dependent upon inbound force. So if you have a professional player that has more inbound force than another, which obviously we know they do, then one player is going to hit the ball farther regardless of what golf ball you are putting in front of them. So it is impossible, unless you have a consistent inbound force, to say that everyone is going to consistently lose the exact same amount of yardage from a lower performance golf ball. It's absolutely impossible. The other issue that I have with it is that when the USGA made their announcement, Thomas Pagel, they sent us a video. I used it on my show. And he said, this isn't about today. It's about tomorrow, 30, 40, 50 years from now. And I support their efforts, Danielle, to look at options of what they're going to do with technology in terms of how it's going to impact the game going forward. No problem with that. I really don't know anybody that would have a major problem with that. I'm okay with that. However, if you took the criteria that they had, it would obsolete every golf ball going backwards right to the verge of ballata. And the reason being is currently the robot testing is measured at 120 miles per hour with a maximum distance of 317 yards and a 1 yard variance, so call it 320. So at 120 miles per hour, the golf ball in testing cannot exceed 320 yards, right? Now they want to take that and they want to move it to 127 without altering the overall distance. Last, when they introduced this to the world, there were 22 players on tour that were exceeding 120 miles per hour, getting to that frame.
Yeah.
22. There is zero players that are averaging over 127. Zero. So what they're doing is, in my view, is they're just going too far. Every mile per hour that you are less than that is 2.3 yards. 2.3. So if you do the math, if you do the physics, it's impossible that a 95-mile-per-hour swing speed of Brendan Todd is going to lose 15 yards as compared to Cameron Champ at 125. It is impossible. It makes no sense. So what they do is they engineer the golf balls, and my sources tell me there's three different golf balls that they're looking at. And one of the ways that they try to do to get performance for the slower speed that negatively impacts the higher speeds is they soften the core so that the slower speed can compression the ball, the higher speeds will smush the ball. And that's the way that they try to find some balance in it. But that you have to remember, there is a suite of technology that goes into every single shot. It is not just the golf ball. It is the driver head. It is the shaft. Again, it is the speed, the conditions. It's the flight. It's the initial launch. It's all these things and more. Spin, the type of dimples that it has on, all of it has an impact on it. So what's happening here is that the desire to slow down the game and shorten the game is getting caught up in the fact that the science, in my view, is not fully fleshed out. It still doesn't make sense. I get the desire, and as I mentioned to you, going down the road, looking at it from a futuristic standpoint, I even support the fact that they want to slow down equipment technological gains, but where they're at right now, I just do not see where it makes any sense.
Well, Matt Adams, you can say it's flawed. Their science is flawed. And they're trying to protect. I totally understand why they're trying to protect golf courses from the length. But this just, it's like, huh? What now? You know, it's just very disconcerting. We could talk for an hour and a half plus. I miss talking with you. That was so insightful. And I appreciate your time so much. I have so much more I wanted to talk to you about. But we've run out of time, and I hope you'll be back soon. I miss you.
Anytime you want, Rob. It's always an honor to be on with you. You're an absolute legend, so just let me know.
Thank you. Matt Adams is a multiple-time New York Times best-selling author. He's host of Fairways of Life with Matt Adams. It's by, your apps, Fairways of Life app on iOS and Android, iHeart, TuneIn, Spotify. Starts at 8 a.m. Monday to Friday, on demand, of course, 24/7. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk with a man who's got a lot on his plate, and I really appreciate him being here, Max Domvina. He's the executive director of PGA Tour, the Century, January 4th through the 7th. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls, learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458. Or book with him at WaileaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
The Golf Club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
That's actually happened to somebody. Max Novina, Executive Director of PGA Tour, The Century, kicking off the entire PGA Tour season, January 4th through the 7th at Kapalua on the Plantation Course. Welcome into the clubhouse, Max.
Aloha, Danielle. Good to be with you. Happy belated Thanksgiving to you, your family, and all of your listeners.
Oh, thank you so much. And to you, too. It was really a really special time. Our family hadn't gotten together like we did on Thanksgiving in years. We were like, why don't we see each other more? this is down to the wire. There's, you know, it's like a month to go. At what stage are you in putting everything together with volunteers and just what do you need?
home stretch for sure. We're 40 days until the Century tees off, and planning in earnest in every single area, including volunteers, you know, bringing fans to the event, whether it be corporate partners or you know, families that want to enjoy a couple days out on the golf course. And of course, our field is now officially set. I should say our qualifying field is officially set, and we have 60 players qualified for the Century with the new expanded eligibility to include not just winners from the preceding year, but anyone from the top 50. And our 60th player that qualified, Ludwig Aubert, which I practiced the pronunciation of his name before jumping on with you. Just a fantastic ad. And to have him win at RSM. He was also a member of the European Ryder Cup team.
And it's wonderful. It's really wonderful to see him. What a guy. Of course, somebody goes, he won as an amateur and then immediately turned professional. Yeah. Why wouldn't he? So we've got from the Zozo, Colin Morikawa is going to be playing. Of course, you know, his family's from Maui.
That's right. In general, if you look at the field up and down, but those that qualified through the FedEx Cup fall, it really was just an incredible couple months in the game. And you know, for the PGA Tour, we had winners including Sahith Theegala, Tom Kim, Eric Van Ruin, and you know, as you said, Colin Morikawa at Zozo, and then you know, most recently Ludwig.
Yes, yes, and then there was at Sanderson Farms. There was a 5-way playoff. It was you know, a really, really cool fall season. And for a lot of folks who said, you know, I don't know about that, I think it's fantastic because it gives all the guys a real great opportunity to just, you know, put the pedal to the metal and give it all they've got to not only keep their card, get their card, and then be able to play in the Century at Kapalua on the plantation course. I am so thrilled. All the money that is raised, it's just incredible. You need to lay it out for us what Century has done so far. I know every time I talk to you, they seem to have put another $250,000+ into the Maui recovery efforts.
Yeah, thanks, Danielle. Before talking about our charitable impact and recovery efforts, I failed to mention Camille Villegas,
yes,
who won in Bermuda. And I believe he had not won in 7 years, and he's just been on a journey both professionally and personally, and it was a very, very emotional win, and we're super excited to have Camilo and his family joining us on Maui in January. Relative to, you know, Century and the PGA Tour, it really is the underpinning of our business. Our mission is, you know, certainly to entertain folks through the game, both on course and at home, but, you know, ultimately to create an impact in our communities. And the PGA Tour, since its inception, has given away over $3.5 billion. Here on Maui, we're north of $9 million, and Century, our title sponsor, has been one of the most committed and most generous partners on tour. Since wildfires, they've given over $1 million, you know, to organizations and individuals that are working to recover from the fires. And that's a trend that I'm sure is going to continue as we think about the look, the feel, the purpose of this event, which you've heard me say it before, but it's always worth restating. You know, we want to bring continued awareness, certainly continued fundraising. We want our players, our volunteers, our fans to turn up for the community. And we also want to, you know, ensure that we bring tremendous economic impact to the island.
Yeah, it's just, and plus, in addition to what Century has done, there are also players that are going to be at the Century this January 4th to the 7th, they have also been providing donations. Tell us how they're involved.
So as we get closer on a daily basis, I'm fielding inquiries from players and their agents around what they can do to help. And some view it in the form of a monetary contribution. In other instances, it's what organization can they and their families turn up and support. And we're really looking forward to a celebration of not just the new year, but also a new season for the PGA Tour, and in some respects, a new beginning for the West Side and Lahaina as we embark on this year-long, if not much longer. I mean,
years,
a decade,
yes.
At least.
Yes.
To recovery and rebuild and really honor the island and honor the people and do it in the right way.
Absolutely. It's such a pleasure. Max Novina, the executive director of PGA Tour. The Century is January 4th through the 7th. Where can we get tickets?
Yeah, so if you go to thecentury.com or pgatour.com/thecentury, and we have a myriad of ticket options. We're most proud of our Kama'aina value. Thanks to Mauna Loa, our partner here on the island, we're doing Kama'aina tickets for $45 on Thursday and Friday and $55 on Saturday and Sunday. That's compared to a regular ticket price of $150 for those that don't live on the islands. And as you know, Danielle, and hopefully your listeners know, kids 15 and under get in for free with a ticketed adult. So hopefully it represents just a tremendous value for hardworking families to come out and enjoy the Century.
Yeah, and what's really important for everyone to know that none of that money is going to go to the player that wins or any player that earns money. What is the ticket price money? What is that used for?
Yep. So it's really to bring the event to life, here on Maui, and we've made a commitment to work, not necessarily exclusively, but with as many local vendors as we possibly can, and that's in every single functional area, whether it be the food experience that we bring to life, the gifting that we do for our various constituents. We want to absolutely spend local, but then ultimately all of the support that comes in, it ultimately gets repatriated back into the community in the form of charitable giving. And I think I mentioned it earlier, we've given away since our inception here on Maui, and we've been playing for about 25 years, over $9 million. And something that we're really proud of, and something that will only continue to grow.
That's wonderful. And to know that you will be the title sponsor through 2035 makes me feel very secure. Max Novina, Executive Director, PGA Tour, The Century. It's January 4th through the 7th on the Kapalua Plantation Course. Just being able to walk that course and see the beauty and the whales. You know, it's whale season when the Century will be playing, and it's just spectacular. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse with us again. We appreciate your time very, very much.
Thank you, Danielle. Have a fabulous day.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back. Claude Rousseau, Director of Player Development at Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf Club on Maui, the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's a Golf Channel Academy lead coach. Uh-oh, if I keep going, we'll run out of time. He is so knowledgeable. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, 21724 Hart Street off Waikumula Road on the Evasai.
They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutterbug in your life? ProCamera Hawaii has just what you need. ProCamera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. ProCamera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. ProCamera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy. He's Golf Digest Certified Instructor, Flight Scope Certified Instructor, Aim Point Level Certified Instructor, that's Level 3, Vision 54 Authorized Coach, V1 Sport Coach, Ambassador, ranked number one teacher in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest, list of best teachers 2022-2023 in every state, second time in a row. He was also number one for 2019-2020. And he's got his own Sports Illustrated section that you can go. It's called Golf Tips in Paradise. He's talent contributor for the Sports Illustrated with two videos per month. So it's really cool to have you inside the clubhouse. Claude Brousseau, welcome in.
Good morning, Danielle. Thank you so much for having me. It's a privilege to share my passion and expertise with your listener.
Right on. Okay, and I've got creating all of the clips from the show so that I'll be able to share each one of the different topics. I think it's fabulous how you bring up. So this week we're talking about hybrids. Hybrids. Why not? I like how you wrote that.
Exactly. And then it's the decision, it's an easy one. Why we need hybrid? Okay, the club was created for the need for the players to have a shot that need distance, like the long iron, but have a launch high and land soft on the green. That was why they created the hybrid club. Now, golfer may ask, is the tour player or LPGA player use hybrid? The answer is yes. There's about 37% of the top 100 PGA tour players that use at least one hybrid, and about 3% use two.
Wow.
Now, on the champion tour, there is a lot more usage of the hybrids. And then on the LPGA Tour, two-thirds of the players will use a hybrid.
So the hybrid is designed so you get distance and height. So you can go high up and get the distance you want. Is that it?
That's it, Danielle. And it's very convenient for your listener, everybody who plays golf, especially if you play where the greens are elevated.
Yeah.
Let's say you get a long shot to the green, then you will create more height on your shot. Remember, to stop a ball on the green, we need two ingredients, I call that. One is height, and then spin, okay? Stopping power, spin, and height. The hybrid would produce that because the center of the gravity of the club is deeper in the head. I got a little picture that I sent you, but people can go online and look at that too. So what it allows it, it allows to launch the ball with the maximum height you need, and then the spin also that will stop the ball on the green.
Right on.
The other, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Yeah, okay. I just.
Oh, okay. The other big advantage is it allows the manufacturers to create a larger sweet spot. We all love larger sweet spot because it gives us more forgiveness. The other reason I will strongly recommend, for most of the golfer, they shouldn't have their irons more than a for the men's, let's say, or ladies that swing fast. I would say no more than a 5-iron, probably for the majority of the women's playing. I would say 6-iron. That shouldn't have an iron longer than that because they don't generate, golfer guys and ladies don't generate enough clubhead speed to launch the ball with a 4-iron or a 3-iron, let's say. So that gave you more forgiveness. And then the loft, if you want, you want to have a gap in between each club so you know how far your ball goes. So roughly in the hybrid selection, the loft can go from 17 degrees to roughly 23 degrees. Just to put that in perspective, a 4-iron is about 24 degrees.
Wow, yeah. Okay, yep. You know, I was just going to ask you, what club would I have to use if I didn't have a hybrid? And I started laughing because, you know, you start talking about 4-irons and 3-irons, and then I thought, right, only God. And who else can hit a 1-iron?
Yeah, that's what even Lee Trevino said, even God cannot hit a 1. So for most of your listener, they will give them a, you know, advantage. And it's interesting because, of course, the game of golf now is a lot about data. You know, it's data-driven to maximize your performance. So according to Shot Scope, the hybrid is twice more effective for shot over 200 yards. So that means if you got a shot to the green that is more than 200 yards and you're using a hybrid versus an iron, if your handicap is 14, let's say, if you use a hybrid, your probability to hit the green is 12%. If you use a iron, it's 6%.
Wow. That's
so
big.
That's huge. That's 50% more probability to hit your green if you use a hybrid instead of an iron. Yeah. I mean, they say number don't lie. I mean, this is who doesn't want to play golf with 50% more chance to do what you want to do with the ball. That's why the decision is a no-brainer. It's an easy one. Get some hybrids.
Yeah.
Now.
Yes.
Now, the people will probably ask themselves right now, okay, Glo, that's all nice, but how I use it? So basically, you want to swing your hybrids like you will swing your mid-iron, meaning like a 6 or a 5 if you have one in your bag. The ball position will be the same, okay? And then you want to apply a descending blow on the ball. So we have numbers on the angle of attack. So the angle of attack means when the club is coming down to the ball, what angle the club is traveling. So it's traveling downward on the little ball first, the ball, then with your hybrid, you will hit the big ball, the earth, on the target side. So that means, yes, you could make a divot with your hybrid on the target side of the ball. To give numbers, the average angle of attack on the tour is about -3 degrees down on the ball with your hybrids. So you want to use them like your mid-irons.
You know, I can't imagine why somebody would, you know, not want to use a hybrid. You know, is it ego? Why? Why?
Okay, that's an excellent question. So we can have a list of why, but ego is one of them. But I will also say, probably, Danielle, it is a lack of knowledge. You know, we the performance in golf, when people don't perform better in golf, I always share with all the people I coach, it's a lack of knowledge first. Let's say they don't know about hybrid, and they don't know why should I use an hybrid.
Yeah.
Now, with our, you know, conversation this morning, that will say, whoo, okay, now let me consider one. Because the benefits are so obvious, let's say.
Yeah, this, it's great. And I was wondering, you know, if I don't want to invest in a hybrid right away, but if I came over to see you, would you have a hybrid that I could, like, test out, feel what it feels?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. So you come at Wally our Golf Academy, your other coach, if you somebody else on anywhere in the world, they will have a hybrid because we in the profession of coaching people, we all want to make sure that the golfer have more fun, perform better, then experience it. Then after that, you will see which degree of love. If you go for a fitting, let's say, like as an example, in my bag, I carry a 22 and I carry a 19. So those are, I know that distance, let's say, with the 22, it's about 180 yards carry. Then my next club is the 5-iron, it's about 170. So you will find your own number. But yes, if you want to try hybrids, we have here at the Wally Golf Academy, we have them. You're welcome to come and give it a shot.
Last question. Do you do playing lessons?
Yes, I do, Danielle. You know why? Because golf happened on the golf course. I always tell people, when you come at the academy, you're not learning golf. You know what you're learning? You're learning how to swing the club and use your body. Now, golf is an interesting game because we learn it at the range, let's say, or practice facility. Then we have to apply it on the course. Yes, I do on course. It's really eye-opening for the people. Because when we go on the golf course, Danielle, I tell them you need to put the hat of a player. Player means have fun, put the ball forward and play. You don't get rewarded if it's a nice high draw. You know, right. You get rewarded if the ball is in play, fairway is better. Do your score change, Danielle, if you scull the ball and then it end up 6 inches from the hole and you make the putt, or you have that nice high trajectory like you see on TV? Yeah. And you're 8 feet from the hole?
I'll take the 6 inches. Thank you very much, sir.
So when we go on the golf course with the people, to help them to understand that it's a functionality thing. Of course, the pleasure of scoring it at 6 inches, maybe not the same, but if you bet against somebody else and you win the hole, that's okay. But so, yes, I do a lot of on-course because I think people need to learn to have fun and perform with the swing they have right now. Then if they don't perform at the level that they would like to, it's time to hire a coach.
Like,
because you need knowledge, Danielle.
Yeah, that's Claude Brousseau. Yes, he's right there. You see, you can hire a coach, Claude Brousseau, right?
Yes. That's my pleasure.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Claude Brousseau is Director of Player Development at Wailea Golf Academy, the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. Best teacher in the state of Hawaii by Golf Digest, second time in a row from 2022-2023, also number one 2019-2020. He's a PGA Master, talent contributor with Sports Illustrated, Golf Digest instructor, FlightScope certified professional, Aimpoint Level 3 certified instructor, Vision 54 authorized coach, and V1 Sport Coach Ambassador. Yes, if you've got questions, he's got answers. Claude, thank you.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Have a great day.
You
Aloha.
Too. Aloha. We're coming back. We're going over to Carl Rule's Kaanapali Golf Courses, where they had a fantastic tournament that raised a lot of money. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
All right, stop the presses. Everybody, did you hear Poipu Bay? We've got two rounds of golf for the ninth caller. That's right, two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course. And the certificates last a year, so it's not like you got to fly right away. And it's such a beautiful golf course to go to. So be the ninth caller. Oh, the number? 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Carl Rule, General Manager, Ka'anapali Golf Courses. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. It's a pleasure to be on your show. How are you doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. We're really doing great. I'm just so impressed. The 2023 Ka'anapali Classic was held. And, these kids, you had Air Force, Mount St. Mary's, Denver, Colorado, Wyoming, Connecticut, Gonzaga, Boise State, Louisiana, Sacramento State, Clemson, Hawaii, Kansas, Georgia, CSU, Northridge, and that was Georgia, by the way, San Jose State, North Florida, Liberty, East Tennessee State, Oklahoma, all of these, you know, Oklahoma and East Tennessee State, 42 under par. That is incredible. How did you break the tie there?
Well, actually, we didn't. We declared them co-champions, and they deserved it. They were both tied after the first round, both tied for the team lead after the second round, and tied again after the third round. And so they were both 42 under. There was some discussion to have a playoff. However, you know, these teams fly in and then they need have flights to catch to go back to the mainland. And we thought, you know, if they have a playoff that goes longer than a hole or two, they're going to all miss their flights. And they were both so deserving. So talking with Scott Simpson of U of H, I think it was just a consensus between the coaches and everybody to declare them as co-champions.
That's wonderful. What a great idea. And host Hawaii, we had our best 54-hole score in program history. 16 under. I mean, when you play at this level, when you are challenged, seeing up, doesn't that automatically sort of elevate your ability? I feel like if I'm dancing with a partner who knows it all, you know, all of a sudden you're just like flowing. I think when you are with people who are really hitting it, just something happens in the body.
Yeah, I mean, Scott Simpson has done a fantastic job in the short amount of time he's been there. He's elevated that program. They're able to play right there with some of the best teams in the country. And it was amazing. As you know, we've had a state champion here, a high school team, not too long ago. Most of those kids were freshmen at that time. They were all out there, and Scott was talking to them, and there's a good chance that he's going to keep the best players in Hawaii home to play for the U of H in the future.
Yay.
So
Yay.
Some of these kids that three years ago they were talking about off-island schools, and now they're all talking to go play for Scott.
That's awesome. That is perfect. I mean, keep our kids home and contending
exactly.
for us, right? So
that's what we want to see.
All of this was happening, of course, about the time that you know we were dealing with so many different things in the world. It doesn't. This all happened between October 16th and the 19th. That was the 10th annual Ka'anapali Classic. The 10th annual Ka'anapali Classic will be contested October 16th to the 19th in 2024. Excuse me.
That's right.
But the fires in Lahaina, October 7th. It just seems like, you know, how did you guys all handle this with all the people coming in at the same time being so close to Lahaina?
Well, yeah, so the golf course is a couple of miles north of Lahaina. We received mostly just wind damage. We had about 30 trees down. And then we were isolated, even though we were only a couple miles away. There was zero communication, no internet, no power, no cell service. So word traveled by mouth. I mean, I got up really early in the morning because the power went out the day before, and I knew just driving in the amount of debris that was on the golf course. I knew it was very serious. And when I got to the golf course, there was many displaced residents just laying on the golf course on blankets or in their car from the day and the night before. And people just walking around with just a glaze in their eyes and just in shock. And so right away, my thought was, we need to find out where our employees are. And so there was a small spot on the mountain where we were able to climb up and get cell service from Lanai, the island across from us. And I was able to reach some people on the other side of the island and ask them to start a spreadsheet with all of our employees, and let's do everything we can to find out where they are, how they're doing, what do they need. Unfortunately, if they made it through the fire. And so that was priority number one. And then priority number two was to start taking care of all the people that were displaced around the golf course, because the hotels at that point hadn't been emptied from the visitors yet. They were being emptied, and we delivered water and what supplies we had on hand to take care of those people for the day. And that's how it started. And then slowly but surely, we progressed to the point where we were in touch with Scott and asking him if these teams still want to come. And they all wanted to come. None of them canceled. They all planned on coming with their families and wanted to help out in the community and volunteer.
Oh.
And that's how it all started, and it progressed. And we were able to host the tournament and have some sense of normalcy.
Wow. So did Ka'anapali somehow protect the golf courses from the wildfires?
No, we did not. They didn't come that close. Oh. The actual fire came only within a mile of the golf course. For us, it was more debris cleanup to make the golf course safe, get all the deadwood out of the trees so we could host a tournament like this. But I can tell you that our partner, Roy's restaurant, Roy, their crew went into the community and fed all the first responders.
Wow.
Every day they went volunteering into the Lahaina area and fed all the firefighters and police officers and National Guard that came on island to help. So our partner Roy's restaurant really played a big role in helping.
In helping the Lahaina firefighters?
Yes. Helping the recovery. You know, they were working from around the clock the first few weeks over in Lahaina, and our partner over there really helped them out by feeding them breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all volunteering. And it was great how the community rallied together to help one another.
Yeah. And I understand that $16,095 was raised by the tournament for Ka'anapali's own associates who lost everything. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, it was a great response. All the teams contributed for every birdie and eagle, and they contributed X amount of money to the fund, and or you could just contribute any amount that you wanted. And there was, the $10,000 was kind of the goal, and we exceeded that. $16,000 was raised. So we have around 23 employees that lost everything during the fire.
Wow.
This was distributed to them now via gift cards, and it's been a big help for them just to get their basic needs, clothing and food and things like that. So the tournament was not only a huge success from an athletic point of view, but also raising that amount of money and helping our associates in need was just a great all-around gesture.
And from what I figure, it was also an economic engine for the area with all the teams coming in.
Yes, sure, that all helps. Yeah, I mean, we did lose the Maui Gym basketball tournament where they normally play. Is not been clear to have visitors yet, but hopefully that'll come back next year, which is a big part of the economic engine here in West Maui.
Right.
But so having this tournament was a boost. We're still in the phase where we're trying to juggle taking care of the displaced families who are still mostly in the hotels and finding housing for them. And at the same time, we want to keep our employees to get them their full-time jobs back. And for that, we do need the visitors. So those of us in the activities fields like golf or whale watching or snorkeling, we understand and we're sensitive to not having them come back too soon. But at the same time, we don't want to have more people affected that want to work and have to leave the island to look for full-time work. So we're trying to juggle through that and navigate through that, and there's a lot of communication, and we're working with everyone in the right direction.
Right. And it was kind of a test run ahead of the Century.
Yes, this is. Now the Century is located a few miles north of us, but we're a big promoter of that event as well. And yes, this was a test run for everything from traffic control to how it would be received in the community. And I think that helped help them with their decision to move forward with the Century Open. They have over 60 players this year, and I can't wait. It's a very unique event where you can get up and close to these PGA professionals.
Yeah. Camilo Villegas.
Yes, winning. We're so happy for him.
Yes,
yeah, I've been his fan. I saw him in 2008 down at Torrey Pines at the U.S. Open. Been a big fan of his and what he's gone through, and for him to come back and win like that, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we're truly, absolutely. It's just wonderful. And then, of course, Colin Morikawa, just wonderful. And somebody's name just went right out of my head. As a teenager, he was playing at Turtle Bay for years, he and his brother. Now, one of the brothers is on the PGA Tour. You know, it will come to me as soon as, you know, I don't know. I can see his strong, statuesque young man, beautiful family, lives on the mainland. Oh, well, I'll get it, and I'll share it with you and at some point.
Well, we're very happy that the field has expanded and that gives more exposure to these professionals and introduce them to Maui. And I'm very happy to see that this field has expanded and that they're going to continue with the tournament. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's great.
And you know, Colin has deep roots here in Lahaina. His either his grandparents or his great-grandparents had a restaurant in Lahaina called Morikawa's.
Yes.
So he has deep ties, so that's who we're rooting for.
Yes.
And hopefully this year he'll get it done.
Yes. It was a real pleasure meeting you, Carl Rule, General Manager, Ka'anapali Golf Courses. Whenever there's something going on, please get in touch with me. I would love to have you on again.
I will, and I'd love to have you come fly over, and we can play around together and enjoy it. You know, the West Side is as beautiful as it's ever been. Unfortunately, you know, Lahaina and Front Street is not, but everything else is the same. And we would love to have you and your listeners come on over and support the community.
Awesome, Carl. Thank you so much for saying that.
Thank you, Daniel. Take care.
You too. Aloha. Happy holidays. Thank you. We're going to come back. Jason Faircloth is founder of the champion. He's founder and championship coordinator, United States Disabled Golf Association, the United States Disabled Open Golf Championship. And he founded all of this in 2015. And pretty soon, the entry for the next U.S., well, United States Disabled Golf Championship will be December 1st, and it ends on January 17th, 2024, which is, you know, a little over a month and a half. And then the field will be announced on January 31st. But Jason will be with us right after this, and he's got Bailey Bish with him, 2023 Women's USDGA Champion, USGA Contender, placed third. Wow. Bailey is really something. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls, learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Got a shutterbug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusso, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WaileaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu. I know, I promised tee times a long time ago. Maui Beach Club, they're headed out at Maui Nui, the Maui Beach Club. I wonder, the Beach Club is moving to the golf course. There's a 952 and a 1024 if you'd like to play Maui Nui. Wailea Gold has a 940, Emerald an 1120, the Blue Course has a 940. Eva Beach Golf Course on Oahu has a 1008, and the Plan B group is going out. I wonder what Plan A is. Oh, there's also a 1208 if you'd like to play. At the Royal Hawaiian Country Club, there's a 926, 1048. It's kind of like Jurassic Park. It's a wonderful course. It's very open and spacious on 19, and then you go back into Jurassic Park on the back nine. It's very nice. Turtle Bay has an 830, a 940, and a 1020. Pearl Country Club has a 1220. There was a cancellation. And Poipu has an 1110, 1120, and the Fairway Woods are going out. Now, I don't know, you know, is anybody going to carry them around? The Makalei has a 9 o'clock and a 1018, and Volcano Golf Club, 58 degrees. That's kind of warm. The Volcanics are headed out on the course. If you'd like to, too, it's a really cool course. It's 9:26. That's when the tee time is. Now, Jason Faircloth, founder, championship coordinator, coming up after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Jason Faircloth, founder and championship coordinator, United States Disabled Golf Association, and the United States Disabled Open Golf Championship. All this founded by Jason in 2015. Plus, Bailey Bish is with us, 2023 Women's USDGA Champion, USGA. I believe she came in third. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's good to have you. It's good to hear you, Jason. Thank you, Bailey. I just wanted to go, this is, you know, Jason's been working on this for so long, you know. Now it's the 2024 Ping USDGA Championship, and it's being played, let's see now, presented by PGA of America, and it's being played on the PGA Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And, you know, it's just April 21st to the 24th, 2024. It is so amazing, Jason, what you have pulled off with the hard work and dedication. And, you know, it had to happen. I'm so very proud to know you and so proud of what you've accomplished.
Thank you. This has taken off like wildfire. And it's just to help the players and the staff and the volunteers and the sports. That's how it all got started. And it just, it gets bigger and bigger every year.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, you are such a gentleman, thanking all the people that, you know, it's not just me, it's all these people. It was you that kept the heart alive and made it all possible. Now, I am really looking forward to talking with Bailey Bish. Hi, Bailey. Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you too, Danielle.
That's awesome. Jason sent me a message saying that you couldn't play but nine holes until this year. Now, tell us how that transitioned. And Bailey uses a solo rider golf cart because it's hard for her to walk anywhere, period. Tell us about it.
So I could only play in the nine-hole divisions in 2021 and 2022. I worked really hard during the 2022 offseason to build up my stamina. I played for three-ish days a week and practiced another two, 3 days a week at the range. I played 18 holes one day, then I would take a day off, then play nine the third day, And then I would work up from there and play 18 the first day, 9 the second day, 9 the third day.
Wow.
And, you know, 18 the first day, 9 the second day, 18 the third day. And finally, 18 three days in a row. And then, you know, there's a practice round and travel days and all of that. So then I had to work up to add another range session before and after that, or another round before and after that also.
Wow. You know, Jason sent me photos of you. And you are tall and slender and gorgeous. And I'm seeing you standing and striking a golf ball. And you look just powerful as all get out. And in the other picture, you are standing in front of a ping. Tell us, it was like being inside a vault with all of these golden things. Tell the audience what we're talking about.
Oh, that was incredible. So Ping has a golden putter vault where every PGA or LPGA professional who wins a tournament with a Ping putter gets a replica of their putter that's gold-plated put in that vault. And a couple weeks ago, Ping invited me up to their headquarters in Phoenix, Arizona, and they let me into the Ping putter vault, and in there they had placed a golden putter replica of the putter that I used to win the USDGA championship.
Wow. Wow. Did you know it before you walked in the vault?
I did not. I was extremely surprised when they pulled that off the shelf and said, oh, whose name is on this putter?
I think I would have teared up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's spectacular. Now, you know, and as I said to you in our email, here's one picture of you, you know, as I said, statuesque, striking the ball. And in the vault, you're in a chair, in your wheelchair. So how do you do that?
Yeah, so it's challenging. So I have dystonia on my right side, so it impacts my muscles. I have severe contractions. My doctor just compares it to a car that's supposed to be idling at about 1,000 RPM. My muscles are idling at about 5,000 RPM to 10,000 RPM.
Oh, my.
So I really have to be careful about using them, and I get Botox injections every 3 months to keep them under control, and I can't walk very far because the spasms in my legs turn my foot in, and I trip a lot. I fall. It's really not safe for me to walk more than a step or two when I'm supported. But when I'm striking the ball, I'm able to use the golf club to kind of counterbalance myself. I can't mimic a golf swing with no club in my hand. I will fall over. It's just taken a lot of practice, and I've had to adapt my swing. Before my dystonia got this severe, I was able to use a full swing, but now I have to swing flat-footed. You know, I get about 30, 40 yards less out of my drives than I used to, but I'm still able to play the game. So it works. I love it.
Now, how did you get introduced to the game of golf? Of all games, you know, the one that requires walking.
Right. So I actually decided I wanted to play golf about a month or two before my health took a turn for the worse. I was having some health challenges, so I was realizing I wouldn't be able to play basketball my entire life. So I decided I wanted to play golf because I figured it was something I could play my entire life. And then a month or two after that, I had a surgery that led to complications, and then my right side just kind of deteriorated from there. But golf has been a fantastic rehabilitation for me. These past few years, I've really gained back a lot of balance and strength and mobility through golf. My physical therapist says it's the best form of physical therapy that I could do.
Wow, that's fantastic. But you use a solo rider golf cart, right? What is a solo rider?
Yeah, so Solo Rider Golf Cart is an adaptive golf cart that it has less pounds per square inch than a human foot, so you're able to take it onto the greens, on the tee boxes, in the sand traps. You're able to take it everywhere on the course, so I don't have to walk to get to my ball. I'm able to take the Solo Rider right up to where I need, get out with my crutches, do a little bit of maneuvering to get in the right place, hand my crutches off to my caddy, and take my shot, get back in the Solo Rider using my crutches, and then I'm off to the next one.
Wow. So you can take this onto the green too?
Yep, absolutely.
That's great to know. For folks, you know, if I'm sure there are people who have stopped playing because they have a hard time getting around and they don't know maybe about all the latest. This must be a relatively new device that was built by whomever it was.
Yeah, they've been around for a while, but they're really picking up in popularity right now.
Excellent. That's good. So you've won three events with the USDGA. And USGA contender, I can only imagine your feeling when your first victory must have been just amazing.
It was. My first victory was actually the USUGA Championship earlier this year. And when I made that last putt on the 18th green, there really aren't words to describe how it felt. I didn't even know if I would be able to finish the tournament going into it, especially after a rocky start during the practice round. I took a really hard fall in the sand on the 12th hole. I had very severe spasms. I couldn't stand at all. I couldn't unlock my arm. But thankfully, a good night's sleep, heating pad, and muscle relaxers got me in good shape, and I was able to finish the tournament. It was an unreal feeling to be able to make that last putt and not only win the tournament, but, you know, I finished it, which that's all I really wanted to do when I set out to finish the tournament.
You're amazing. That's, you know, just plain old, you are amazing. And how long have you been playing golf?
About 9 years. I started my freshman year of high school.
Wow. Okay. Well, I am just very, very proud of you. And I'm in awe of you, actually. I don't know. Where do you get the stamina, the determination? Have you always been so determined?
I've always been extremely competitive. Competitive sports have been a major part of my life ever since I can remember. And when I lost that with basketball for a little bit, it was hard. But having golf there to really keep me motivated and pushing was the game changer for me.
Right on. Bailey Vish, it's just fantastic talking with you. So I'm just so honored to meet you. And, you know, Jason Faircloth, you are amazing. I got to say this again. We've got the USDGA Championship coming up. It is right now that you've got to start your entries. If you'd like to get in, it's going to be played in Florida, Port St. Lucie, and it's Ping is behind it. PGA of America is behind it. It's the entry time is December 1st, 2023, goes to January 17th. That's when it closes off. 2024, and the field will be announced on January 31st. The championship golf qualifications and all of this information is available at usdgagolf.org. Just go there. And there are some requirements, like a WR4GD pass is required before you can register. Any registrations with the access pass will not be accepted. I'm not sure if I read that correctly. Go to usdgagolf.org and find out everything, because, you know, like Bailey and like Jason, it's things that you sometimes don't think you might be able to accomplish that you actually do, and it really can propel you forward. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse with us.
Thank
you, Jason. Thank you, Bailey.
Thank you.
Aloha. All right. Got to thank the people who make this show possible. Pro Camera Pro Camera Hawaii. They're now in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. I really like that shopping center. It's kind of right across from Pearl Ridge, and you take Moloa Freeway and you come off the freeway, and they're on the left side, so you kind of stay to the left, and there's this little place where you can pull in. That's if you're coming from town, of course. If you're coming from the west side or from central Oahu, you get off the freeway, use Kamehameha Highway, and then just pull right in. Pro Camera Hawaii. It's in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center. Capture your memories with the best photo equipment possible. Aloha Power Equipment. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. The Honolulu Sign Company. Branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, hotels since 1939. Brand yours. Claude Brousseau, Master Teaching Professional at Wailea Golf Academy. You got to get your game on, everybody, because, you know, a little bit of a tip like, hey, get a hybrid. It'll be much better for you. That's one of the best tips yet. And then we've got the Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. The game of golf is the gift that lasts forever. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. You can always catch us at radiogolfclub.com. That's the podcast. If you missed the show, you can listen to it. And there's a whole list of shows that you could listen to. All right. We're going to come back again next week. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.